and Kathy Doss. I'm told we do have State Representative Sydney Carlin on the line now, and appreciate you calling in, Sydney. Sounds like things are a little bit hectic there in Topeka.
Oh, you know, they are. Waited all week to present some budgets in our budget appropriations committee, and it's my day to present our budgets, and then it's my day to be on the radio, so I'm squeezing in here a little bit.
Well, when you have to go, just be sure and let us know. Are you able to give us 10 minutes, or do we need to shorten it?
I can give you whatever.
Okay.
I have.
Well, let's go for it and get right to it. I know that, as you mentioned, there's budget discussion going on. Go ahead and share with us, and kind of we'll get a sneak preview of your presentation today and what you're working on.
Well, actually, I'm presenting budgets for committees or associations that don't have any state general funds, so it'll be very, very easy. I have the credit unions and the bank commissioner and the board of accountants today, and all of their recommendations, all of their asks were agreed to by the governor and the committee, so it's just easy. But, you know, we do oversee these agencies that, for example, come around and examine the banks and the credit unions, and there is accountability for those things in our government. And so we just approve their salaries and their papers and so on and so forth, and they tell us how many banks they've seen or what. But I have a lot of other budgets in the agents in our budget committee, but this is what's up today.
I understand. And it sounds like it was a rather interesting discussion yesterday, in fact. We saw a little bit on the Associated Press wire about the split over that bill in the House yesterday. And I know apparently that 40 of the chamber's 85 Republicans voted for the measure and 36 of the chamber's 40 Democrats supporting that bill. And I guess kind of share with us regarding the bill that was discussed yesterday.
Well, you know, yes. First of all, I want to give kudos to Representative Phillips because he is on the tax committee, did help put this bill together, and I didn't, but I am supportive, and I think they have done near perfect job of trying to move us out of this mess. The Senate is taking this bill up right now as we speak, unless they've already voted. I don't think they have. But what this bill would do would be to take us back to the 2012 plan as far as taxing the small businesses that had the loophole, and it does away with the governor's plan to have zero income tax. We call it the glide path to zero. That's gone, so we will continue to have income tax. And it adds a third bracket to the upper level so that people in the upper levels pay more than they have been paying, and I would say it's fair. But the good news about this bill is, even though it increases the taxes over last year, it is less money than we were paying in 2012 at all levels. So, you know, as far as we're getting into details, it's probably better you read it in the paper or somewhere online, but that is the gist of it. It does produce $590 million, and we needed about $700 to $900 million. So there are maybe going to be some other revenues out there, such as gas tax bill is coming forward. And, you know, we still have all the liquor tax and all that out there. But, you know, I'm not sure what's going to get a hearing.
Any concerns about a possible governor's veto? I know there's been some speculation about that.
Well, you know, of course, there's speculation about that. The bill he should have vetoed was the 2012 tax plan because it was really bad, and he should have sent it back to us. He knew it was bad and said, you know, let's do this over. But in this case, there is no place else for us to go for money, and I think he's starting to recognize that. As far as him signing the bill, I think there's a chance that he would just let it lay and go into law without his signature. Hopefully he won't veto it, but I do believe we might be able to override his veto.
Anything else you're wanting to highlight in the couple minutes we have? I know we are hearing a lot about concealed carry, and I know it sounds like apparently they turned down the KU Med Center's request, so I'm guessing it'll follow for the campuses still. But some of your thoughts on that maybe, or anything else you're wanting to highlight today?
Well, yesterday we had a building full of public members asking for that bill to be passed. The building was full of called moms, but there were a lot of men in their mom shirts. And they were lobbying individual legislators, but you're right. I think it's not going to make it. But I would not ever say never here at the Capitol, and we continue to raise the problems that we see. And I've had so many people contact me about it, but the ones that jerk my heart are the ones that say, "Hey, my child is in the child care center, my baby." You know, and we don't want guns there. And, you know, there's no reason for a gun to be there. Maybe people will use their common sense. Although there is one thing that's been pointed out to me that I think maybe has been missed a lot, is that you still have to be 21 years old to carry. And I didn't realize that. So that doesn't mean everybody will be carrying guns. But I'm certainly in favor of doing away with that. And letting hospitals, mental health centers, universities make their own decision.
Again, a couple minutes if you have them to give to us, and anything else you're wanting to talk about right now. I know it's been busy there for you.
Well, let's see. Oh, they're going to vote on Medicaid expansion today. And that is has been promised, and it was promised to do, and they are doing it. The cooperation in the building is much, much better this year, although it's not perfect. I had somebody, they were holding up one of my bills, and I had to go ask the speaker, and I found out there's some, you know, little trouble that I didn't know about. But, you know, people's trust level of each other is getting stronger, but it's been really bad in the past. So we've got some more love to do down here to get the best cooperation, and we're working on that. I do have a bill, but I will talk about it once I find out it's going to get action, because it's not the time to start right now. But I did pass a bill this week that will allow for autism license tags. So, you know, everybody has their license tag ideas, and this one we did get passed this year. So.
Well, good to hear from you, and visit any time that you get a chance if there's something big going on that you think the Manhattan listeners need to know about.
Thank you so much, Kathy. Have a great day.
Same to you. State Representative Sydney Carlin of Manhattan with us today. We'll take a break, and we come back. We'll have Jamie Ramsey. She's very patiently been waiting here in the studio, and appreciate her flexibility. Riley County Senior Service Center Director, back after this break.